How about your father's mother?
Well, I can't remember what her name was. Bless you. I think Grand Boy Paul's father come as a cousin to James K.
Uh-huh.
I've got a brother named after James K.
And let's see, your mother was Ellen, born in Arkansas about 1860?
Yeah, I think.
Imagine so.
She's 4 years younger than he was.
Oh, when did they come to Oklahoma?
Well, it didn't. It wasn't Oklahoma then. It was Indian Territory. Yeah. They must have come here before 1886 because he worked on this main line.
He was in that run. Huh?
What?
Run ahead.
Yeah, he's in that. Well, that is in later on, though.
Yeah.
When did they make that run up there?
89, I think.
89.
Well, he's here
well, he
then.
Went up there and took up a claim. But he is here before then because I hear him say he when he's a young man, he worked over here on this railroad. On the main line of Santa Fe, you know, comes up to Paul Valley, goes on into Purcell, Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh.
He must have come here about 1880, I reckon, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Couldn't tell that. I've got a brother, you know.
How about your mother's father?
How much was?
Do you know what your mother's father's name was? Your grandfather's name on your mother's side?
No, I don't know what their name was.
Hmm. Well, let's see. I have Ellen, born in Arkansas about 1860, came to Indian Territory about 1880.
Yeah, I imagine so.
And, do you know if she traveled much? Did she go?
No, I don't think she did.
No,
she stayed home and your grandfather
yes,
made
did.
The trip.
She
didn't travel much.
Person that loved her home, she stayed at home. She always took care of everything. A home person.
Formal education?
What kind of education?
Yeah.
Well, my mother didn't have any education.
She was a beautiful woman, though. When she was young, I've seen her picture.
Huh.
She was really pretty. She was a good worker. Saving. Well, she was smart enough.
Yeah? Well, shoot, the educated girl, before the women could work, was at a disadvantage. Because who would marry her? Let's see, I think you've told me about Stonewall, how it used to be Old Stonewall, and then that became Frisco, and the town moved.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just this Stonewall. It wasn't Old Stonewall, of course.
Uh-huh.
After they moved the town over here on this railroad, then people went to calling it Old Stonewall.
Uh-huh.
But then they got a railroad up come through there, and they named it Frisco. But in the early days, this Stonewall, just like this town over here. Put that old part to it after they moved the town over here on the railroad.
Uh-huh.